Support for NPR comes from Prudential Retirement, offering Income Flex, designed to provide retirement income. It's a new day for retirement plans. Prudential.com/IFX.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. An appellate court judge has ruled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich did not have the authority to expand state health care coverage last year. Yesterday's court ruling upholds an earlier court decision to halt the expansion of family care. Mike Gree reports.
The appellate court's ruling puts a temporary hold on the governor's health care expansion. That's until a lower court judge makes a final decision. Blagojevich last year issued an executive order allowing people with higher incomes to sign up for state-subsidized health care. Richard Caro is one of the plaintiffs and an attorney in the lawsuit. He says Blagojevich and the state's health care department had no right to implement the expansion.
So there were illegal, unconstitutional expenditures. That has to be undone.
Caro says hospitals and doctors are the ones who might suffer because the state can't pay them for services they've already performed. I'm Mike Ree.
The tentative deal reached by Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers for the company's plant in Normal follows union rejection of another deal earlier this month. The company and the union say they won't talk about the tentative deal's details until the plant's 1,264 employees vote on it. It isn't clear when that will happen. The plant's union employees have been working without a contract since their most recent labor agreement expired September 5th. Michael Krebs, a senior editor at the auto industry website Edmunds.com, says Mitsubishi's financial struggles mirror those of most of the auto industry, but she says the company should still be doing better since it makes relatively small, fuel-efficient cars. And about 450 teams have signed up for this weekend's BAX tournament in Champaign to benefit the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club. And the organization's development director says they hope that number to reach 1,000 in future years. The game is known as Beanbag in some areas. It is played outside, and last night they played in Champaign on Green Street in Campus Town. And tonight the tournament continues in Champaign in downtown on Neal Street, as well as tomorrow. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. John McCain and Barack Obama met in their first debate last night. They clashed over the financial crisis, taxes, spending, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The theme of the night was to have been foreign policy, but the Wall Street meltdown and continuing negotiations over a federal bailout forced their way onto the agenda. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports from the campus of the University of Mississippi in Oxford, where the debate took place.
The first 40 minutes of the debate were devoted to the financial crisis and the economy, the number one issue for voters. Both candidates had flown to Mississippi from Washington after taking part in the talks about a rescue package. Although negotiations continue, the broad elements of a deal are known, so the moderator of the debate, PBS's Jim Lehrer, started off by asking where they stood on the plan. Obama took the opportunity to press his main attack on McCain.
We also have to recognize that this is a final verdict on 8 years of failed economic policies promoted by George Bush, supported by Senator McCain. A theory that basically says that we can shred regulations and consumer protections and give more and more to the most, and somehow prosperity will trickle down. It hasn't worked.
Obama, who has a big advantage over McCain on the economy, wanted to focus on the problem and how Bush and McCain had caused it. McCain wanted to focus on a solution.
Because as we're here tonight in this debate, we are seeing, for the first time in a long time, Republicans and Democrats together sitting down, trying to work out a solution to this fiscal crisis that we're in.
McCain had shaken things up this week by demanding that he and Obama return to Washington to be part of the congressional talks with the White House. McCain is trying to wring some dividend from the economic crisis that has been hurting him and his party in the polls. So last night he focused on what he called his leadership in the midst of crisis, especially his efforts to get the House Republicans to endorse the president's bailout plan.
And yes, I went back to Washington, and I met with my Republicans in the House of Representatives, and they weren't part of the negotiations, and I understand that. And it was the House Republicans that decided that they would be part of the solution to this problem.
But Obama wasn't about to let McCain forget what he recently said about the economy.
10 days ago,